This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex today. Talking to media, senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur said in the complaint at Parliament Street Police Station, the party has mentioned in detail the incident. He added that when security forces asked Mr. Gandhi and other opposition leaders to take a designated path to enter Parliament, he expressed his anger and did not take that designated path. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex. He said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP Mukesh Rajput was also injured. Mr. Singh described it as an indecent act that a civilized society cannot accept. The minister said tribal MP Phangnon Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi, and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. A delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a complaint against the BJP. Talking to media, senior party leader Digvijay Singh said it was decided that they will stage a protest march from the statue of B.R. Ambedkar to Makar Dwar of Parliament, but BJP leaders gathered at the Makar Dwar, creating ruckus. He added that in this incident, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge fell and both of his knees were injured. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, opposition MPs, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others, trooped into the well. Some members also reached near the Lok Sabha Speaker's chair, raising slogans against the Union Home Minister. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the House assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m, the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House complex was raised. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju demanded an apology from Mr. Gandhi and Congress over the incident. BJP MP Phangnon Konyak alleged that Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, misbehaved with her during the protest. Leader of the House, JP Nadda, also spoke of the issue and demanded a censure motion on the incident. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar informed the House that Phangnon Konyak has approached him and he's looking into it. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level security meeting in New Delhi. The meeting will primarily focus on critical security issues, with a special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, are attending the meeting, which aims to review strategies to ensure peace and stability in Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed on adoption of high-end technologies to keep pace with changing dynamics of modern warfare. Speaking during an event in New Delhi today, he said the country is moving towards achieving self-reliance in the defence sector at a rapid pace. Mr. Singh said that the country is exporting the weapons that it used to import once. He gave the credit for this to the combined efforts of public sector, private sector, academia and innovators. Domestic benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty 50, crashed over 1% each today following the US Fed rate cut outlook. This marks the fourth consecutive session of losses for Indian markets. The Sensex closed 964 points or 1.2% down at 79,218, while the Nifty 50 settled 257 points or 1.02% lower at 23,951. The International Cricket Council, ICC, today confirmed that matches between India and Pakistan in upcoming ICC events till 2027 will be played at neutral venues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.